We don't really have spring break in the UK. We have autumnal anguish and winter wailing. But I understand this spring break thing in the US of A. I don't know if they do it in Canada. I'm not sure. I haven't done my research because I can't be bothered. I understand it's for younger people. Damn you, young people, with your tight skin and all life in front of you and that sort of thing. Actually, I'd hate that now. When I think of the way life's been, to have it all laid out in front of me. Oh, my God. And that's what NXT are doing this week. Spring breaking. There's no G there. There is at the end of spring, but not at the end of breaking. No, it's breaking! Exclamation. No, apostrophe. No exclamation point at all. Spring breaking. Why? It's hip to call it spring breaking. Spring breaking. It's spring breaking. Oh, no, spring breaking. That's far more hip and trendy. Yeah. Marvellous thing, the English language. The English language, let me tell you. Not aluminium. 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 Anyway, spring break-in is, it's neither one thing nor the other, is it? It's not an ordinary episode of NXT. Neither is it a PLE, a premium live event. It's neither one of those two things, and it falls between not just two stalls, but a whole showroom full of stalls, in my view. It's got some interesting and important matches, one of which will be Ilya Dragunov versus Trick. Womp that trick. Womp that trick, aha. Womp that trick. Yes, it is correct that I like it. And all that kind of thing. And that'd be so interesting that throughout the blooming programme, we've got loads of people telling us who they think's going to win. I don't care what you think. I just don't care. I'm not interested in what you think. I don't care what you think about whether Ilya or Trick is going to win. And I happen to like Tyler Bate. And I happen to like Pete Dunne. I think they're good wrestlers, really good wrestlers. But I don't really care what you think about Ilya and Trick. Oh, anyway, we've got a long way to go and miles to go before we sleep. Before that, so there are some matches that you think, oh, it's interesting. You know, like the Blair Davenport and Sol Ruka match. That's all right. It's Sol Ruka, isn't it? Not Sal Ruka. That's short for Sally, isn't it? Sally Ruka, and it's a beach brawl. That it's all right. You know. It's been a bit of time in the making, but then you've got some matches you think, why? This was just mentioned last week and now suddenly it's here. Okay, we've got Ava, first of all, being bigged up for doing a fantastic job. You're doing a fantastic job, Ava, what with all the great matches you're putting together that nobody really notices you're putting together. And doing all the things that nobody asks you whether they can do or not. They just do them. And you seem to accept it. Yeah, you're doing really well. Really well. Yeah. And we get a trope of people arriving. Look who's coming. All these people are arriving and walking through the parking lot. They'll all be here later. We don't need to see them arriving. I just assume they've arrived because they do a wrestling match. Oh, dear. Okay. We start with probably the best match on this episode. Yeah, it's not Ilya and Trick. Yeah. Yeah, and I don't need someone like Brutus the Bomber Beefcake telling me who's going to... I mean, he doesn't do that, but, you know, not... You know, I don't need him to tell me who's going to win. Anyway, the first match is for the women's title. It's Roxanne Perez versus Lyra Valkyria versus Tatum Paxley. Right, Tatum Paxley is definitely not going to win this. I don't think they're going to take it off Roxanne Perez. So I think we know the outcome. That's not the important thing. Starting this show off well is the important thing. And they certainly do that. We get in this is awesome chant. I mean, the crowd is right. Absolutely right. So we get at one point early on, we get Roxanne Perez turns around to see Paxley crawling towards her. She's frightened by Paxley's demeanour. Yeah, I don't like your demeanour. I'm frightened of it. Look at your funny face. That sort of thing. She doesn't speak like that, Roxanne Perez. I'm just doing a funny voice myself. That's all it is. Funny face, funny voice. Now, we've got Lionel Valkyria attacking Paxley on the outside. See, Paxley's... She's not really aligned herself with Roxanne Perez, but she's... For no reason whatsoever. I don't know why it is, other than she's making her own decisions because she's not really fully in... She doesn't... She might have emotional problems. I don't know. I don't know why she's done it, apart from the top brass have told her to. So she's turned against Lionel Valkyria, and she hasn't allied herself with anybody else. She's her own person now. Yeah. So, back in the ring, we've got a very nice Valkyria suplex. Paxley throws Valkyria onto Perez on the outside. That was a good move, actually. And then Perez is thrown into the ring steps. Paxley gets some work on Lionel Valkyria's hand because she knows it's hurt. Then there's a Valkyria Tower of Doom. She gets some kicks. It's quite good that I think it was Lyra Valkyria who had the cross face on Perez. And then briefly, Tatum Paxley thinks, I'll have a go at that as well. She puts a cross face on Lyra, who has to let go of Perez. I mean, it's not like the night the line was crossed, is it? When they've all got the headlocks on each other. I could have done with all three of them, or two of them, anyway, doing that. But never mind. We've got a big suplex from Valkyria to Roxanne Perez. Roundhouse kick. And then Paxley almost missing a 450. She kind of comes up quite short, so she hits her feet first, but she manages to get it. And then Perez rolls her over from the pin and gets a pin of her own and wins. I like the way she stole that pin. That's good. It's good for her character. And that was a great match, I have to say. Listen, folks, it's all downhill from here. Right, next we've got, after lots of people talking about who's going to win the Trick match, I think it's going to be Trick. I think it's going to be Ilya. I think it's going to be Abe Knuckleball Schwartz. He's not in the match. Oh, okay. So anyway, next we've got the family, La Famiglia versus the No Quarter Catch Crew. Why? Last week? Was it last week? They had a chat in the ring and it was all about, we helped you, No Quarter Catch Crew, so you owe us. Owe you what? Is it money? Is it respect? Did you say you'd paint their picket fence? Did you say you'd give them your recipe for spaghetti carbonara? I don't know what it is, but apparently there's a non-specific payment that needs to be made, and so they now will fight. There is no reason for this. Absolutely no reason. Now, early on, we've got DuPont and Igwe, who debut next week. We've already got Out of the Mud, so we don't really need another kind of street tag team. I don't know. I just don't know. You've got a load of tag teams who aren't being used. Blade and Inoffi, for instance, who are fantastic and are not being used very well. Out of the Mud, who can be good. Out of the Mud can be good and are not being used that well. Maybe they think, well, the Wolf Dogs have now gone. Baron Boredom, as he might become, is going to be very sad and lonely later on. La da 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 da. I wonder where Bron has gone. Da 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 da. He won't return my calls. Da 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 da. He's on a major brand, and I'm stuck here. That sort of thing. Anyway, we'll get to that in a bit. So, we've got the Creed brothers visiting to tell us who might win the match between Ilya. And you didn't need to come. Just stay at home. Drink a Mai Tai and do a Teams call. I mean, there are other platforms available. Anyway, back in the ring, we've got... first of all, we've got Vic saying, this is no laughing matter. No, it's not, is it? It's not at all. I know I'm chuckling out of the ridiculousness of the situation. Why are they fighting each other? No reason. Well, there is a reason. It's to take the Heritage Cup off Charlie Dempsey. More of that in a minute. Now, there are some big forearms from Tony and no, from Dempsey actually, but Tony D'Angelo, he muscles him up and then just kind of drops him to the mat, really. There's Crucifino. Was it Stax? No, it wasn't. Was it? No, it wasn't. It was Damon Kemp holding the leg for Dempsey to stomp. That was quite nice, actually. And then Crucifino is in with Damon Kemp. It's all a bit messy. Yeah, it's not ideal. Then they're all in the ring. Then they're all outside. Yeah. You put the wrestlers in, the wrestlers out, in, out, in, out, and get really bored. Okay, so we've got a good drop kick from Stax. Dempsey gets a big head crank, which has worked nicely. Dragon screw to Stax. Then Bourne's in, a drop kick into a Crucifino suplex. Is that right? But no, that's not right, is it? They're on opposite sides. Oh, you see, this is how muddled I thought the whole thing was. I'm getting muddled myself. There's a no quarter assisted neck breaker, and then a nice Dempsey underhook suplex. But in the end, there's a big Tony D'Angelo spinebuster. He gets the pin. Who's it on? Charlie Dempsey. Sucks to be Charlie Dempsey. You've had your chance. You had the Heritage Cup. You won't be keeping it for long. We need to give Tony D'Angelo something, and you're the fall guy. Yeah, that's right. He might win a couple of matches and even have a cup, but here comes Tony D'Angelo and he will F him up. That kind of thing. So, remember that, the fall guy? I'm not one to kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farah. Yeah, all right. Now, we've got Lex Is trying to get into Lonely Corbin's head. You're so lonely, so lonely, so lonely. And they will fight later on because for no reason other than he said, oh, you must be lonely, or he's taking the mickey, so let's fight in the ring. Oh, all right. Okay, Jada Parker is facing Fallon Henley. Why? What's the point? Jada Parker's doing all sorts of different things with all sorts of different people. She's not really been relevant since she had that spat with Tiffany Stratton. Ew! And here she is facing Jada Parker, who's without the mud. Well, she's not without the mud. Without the mud. And what's his name? Scripts, that's his name, isn't it? I mean, they're a failing tag team and a failing group that she's allied to. And yet, foreshadowing here, spoiler alert, she will get the pin. It wasn't that good, you know. There's a big Henley kick out of the corner. OTM distract Henley. And then Parker throws her over the top rope. She does get a nice bear hug, actually. You don't often see that. Certainly in a women's match. And if I can use the word women, which I have done. You don't often see that in a women's match. But then she gets a really bad body scissors. Not with her legs, with her arms. She's just kind of hugging her around the solar plexus. And Fallon Henley has to really sell that. She needs an Oscar for that. It was it needed to be sold, and she did. Now, Fallon gets some strikes to the chest, which then it's Jada Parker's chance to sell. Watch me sell. And then Parker suddenly gets a hip attack, and she beats Fallon Henley, as I said. And Fallon Henley, they're doing nothing with her. Jada Parker, who is not really in the same ballpark as far as, you know, as far as getting exposure is concerned, has beaten her. And Henley, I'd just check your options for other promotions right now, because I'm not quite sure that, certainly with all this cutting going on, that, you know, in the WWE, I'm not quite sure. We haven't seen any cutting in NXT yet. They're taking people on, but I don't know where Henley's going. Well, not in NXT. I know where she might be going. That would be a shame, because I think she's a real talent and she's not being used enough. Now then, JC Jane is ragging on Thea Hale because she isn't grateful and she isn't thankful. Now, there are two things, really. There's no reason for her to be thankful for being a friend and then turning against her. You don't really want to be thankful for that. But certainly, Chase U could be thankful for JC Jane paying off their massive debts, which meant they could continue because she created some kind of calendar that we didn't see, and actually it didn't exist, but maybe it did, but it didn't, did it? It was a ridiculous storyline, but actually she did pay off their debts. That was the storyline, and so nobody thanked her. Andre Chase didn't thank her. Duke Hudson didn't thank her. Thea Hale didn't thank her. Riley Osborne might have thanked her because he's actually, he's quite sort of respectful, isn't he? But nobody else did. She's got a point. You're not supposed to say that about a heel, are you? That's why things aren't good in this angle. Okay, Lola Vice. She brings in the person she's being trained by when she faces Natalia at, is it Underground, NXT Underground? Yeah, and it's Shayna Baszler. Yes. Now then. Well, first of all, by the way, early on, Ava bigs herself up. She's quite right that this North American Women's Championship is good. But she in half going for it. It's almost as if the WWE are listening to this podcast, or this podcast, if you like, and are thinking, well, actually, let's fight back about the Ava stuff. Steve Swift doesn't like it. So let's try and... It just seems as though... It seems quite false. Let's take every opportunity we can to say how good she is. She can even say she's good herself. It's not Ava's fault. It's the way she's been booked. Now, it's Shayna Baszler. It's the Queen of Hearts, who I happen to really like. Queen of Hearts? Is she called the Queen? She's not called the Queen of Hearts, is she? I can't remember what she's called. Queen of Clubs? Is she a dancer? No, she's not, is she? I can't remember. Anyway, I really like her. And Natalia and Petrovic look a little bit concerned until Petrovic just kicks her in the head and Baszler's out for the count. Oh, she's supposed to be a cool killer, Shayna Baszler. What? Right, okay. So you've just nullified all of that. I mean, if she'd kicked her in the head and Baszler had got up and stared at her, you thought, oh, she took a kick in the head. And that was quite tough. She got up. But it's nothing like that. She's down. She's down. Yeah. I didn't buy that at all. Even at a cut price, I wouldn't have bought it. Right. So, here's Rich Holland. Right, he's walking into... Loads of people are walking into the building this week. They must have a security cam out there. And he's not really talking to the camera. He's sort of talking to himself. Must get broccoli. Yes, broccoli. Now, I need some curly kale. I'll get some broccoli and some curly kale. That's what I'll do. Yeah. Yeah. Must get some quinoa. That kind of thing. That sort of thing, you know. And then here's Sean Spears, who has already lost his way in NXT, in my view. We don't know why he's there. He's supposed to be somebody really strong and powerful. Now he's trying to get in the head of Ridge Holland, who doesn't actually matter at the moment in NXT. Why would you bother? If you're going to get in someone's head, try and get into all your Dragunovs. He is the current champion at this point. Spoiler alert! Oh, dear. Too late. So why would you bother with Ridge Holland? You know, you will be judged by the company you keep. He's already had a bit of a contretemps with Joe Gacy, who's not going anywhere either because his gimmick doesn't work. And now he's doing Rich Holland, who isn't going anywhere either because his gimmick doesn't work. Maybe that's the gimmick. I work with people whose gimmicks don't work and actually don't do anything with them. Sean Spears deserves better than this. I mean, Rich Holland does as well. It sucks to be both of them, doesn't it? I mean, obviously not as much as Dijak, who's not even on this programme this week. It sucks even stronger to be Dijak this week, because he's great, and he's nowhere to be seen. Unless I missed him. Was he in somebody's conversation? I might have gone and made a cup of tea with honey. Oh, lovely. Make sure it mashes or steeps or brews long enough, so it's nice and strong. Okay, we've got this aforementioned beach brawl, which could be a lot of fun. And it isn't as much fun as I thought it might be. First of all, Final Testament are talking on promo, and Axiom and Fraser are getting quite frightened about that. They look quite tough on promo, don't they? That much PhD because they look massive. That sort of thing. They don't sound like that, but you know. And then I think Gallows and Anderson were there, and yeah, I mean, as soon as I see them, I kind of block it out, really. I really don't like them. You know this, I really don't. I mean, people can push back on that if they like, but I don't like them. as a tag team. I mean, probably personally, they're beautiful people. I don't know. As a tag team, I'm not massively keen. So, back to this Beach Brawl match. By the way, I think, was it either Blade or Inoffi? I think it was. It was someone broke a mirror. And it's 7 years bad luck, isn't it? And, if we're saying that about NXT, it's going to be a long time. Lonely, Led Zeppelin. So, let's get back to Beach Brawl. We finally can now. You've got a surfboard shot from Sol Ruka. It's Blade Davenport, that's Sol Ruka, not Sal Ruka, as I called her earlier on. Then there's a very nice... first of all, we get a beach ball shot. No one's going to be hurt by a... He won't even raise a graze. Raise a graze. He won't even do that. He won't even bring a bruise. Raise a graze or bring a bruise. But I'll tell you what was fun. An X Factor into a really small ball pool. It was really a paddling pool with balls in it. It's just great. I did like that, actually. Very nice. There's a super kick from Ruka to the ribs. Yeah. After Davenport has put Ruka's head through a chair and not really done much with it, I didn't think. Ruka then gets after the super kick to the ribs. She tries one to the face. That's nice. Low superplex. I mean, she didn't really grab hold of it. Did Blair Davenport? Not really. And then she throws her into a surfboard, which is very nice. Ruka gets a superplex off a barricade through a picnic table. A picnic table. And, that's nice. It was nice that it was a picnic table with a kind of gingham, the squares, red and white squares like you get on a picnic table. It was a really nice touch. Very nice. And then Ruka got the Soul Snatcher, I think she calls it, for the pin. It was all right. I liked it. It was the second best thing on the show tonight. And we've still got the main event to come. So that's not the second best thing or the first best thing. Oh, Steve, surely not. Keep listening, gentle viewer. Not viewer, Steve, listener. There's no televisual stuff here. Oh, okay. Good, really, because of the state of me at the moment. Now, Johnny Gargano's in to talk about the trick match. Two trick. Don't worry, you can do this. You can do it. You can turn failures into success. And I believe in you. Yeah. What's the point? Johnny, wrestling. So boring. He's not boring, but the thing is, I've not seen him for a while, so he might be boring. He might have become boring. However, this whole thing of we're talking to Trick was boring. Okay, next we've got Lexis King versus Dee, and I'm so lonely and I've got to wrestle a match. Baron Boredom. And, you see, I've gone there quickly, haven't I? He gets no intro, Baron. No intro whatsoever. As far as I can see, Lexis King does. Lexis, we don't want a writ. Lexis King. Yeah, there's a buckle choke slam from Corbin. Very nice. King gets in some shots, a back kick, a hidden blade, which is nice. But Corbin really did fly into that clothesline. Very nice. There's a King super kick. He pins with his feet on the ropes. The ref discovers that. And you'd expect that would lead to a Baron Corbin win. It doesn't, because he gets a low blow. The ref doesn't see it. And the coronation. Corbin is already being buried. How many more signs do you want, Baron? Your partner's gone. And you're already being beaten by Lexis King. And it might lead to a Lexis King feud. Oh, what joy that would be. Now, Ilya looks preoccupied. Trick looks hyped up. Womp that trick. Womp that trick. Oh, yes, I like it. Yes, I really do. I like it. Uh-huh. Oh, yes, that is correct. I like it. Womp that. Yes, so womp that. That's right. Actually, I don't think the Booker does that when he comes down to the ring, but he does that later on. Yeah. It's not ideal. Okay, this match was all right. It wasn't great. It was all right because you expect a lot. You're hyped up. You've got to manage your own expectations. And I can't. It's like Christmas Eve. Okay, so they're both down early on after a trick kick and a big knee from Dragunov. There's a sort of low drop kick from Dragunov. Very nice. And then Trick hits the fist. Is that the Torpedo Moscow, is it? Or is that one? So, just like Dragunov does, yes. Buckle, Death Valley Driver from Dragunov, is lovely. Trick, though, I mean, he makes a big move. Uranagi through the announce table, that's beautiful. But Dragunov is not finished. Superplex, should I say, for 2.999 recurring. He gets that Super Torpedo Moscow. Yes, off the top anyway. But Trick's back for the kick. And he's your new NXT champion. Of course he is. You can't really hold it off. Because people love him. And that's when you get Booker doing the aha. I like it. Yeah, I just want to see him celebrate. I don't need to hear that. And it's a shame. Because Dragunov has been a superb champion. And he's not been given the opportunity to show us what he can do. Because Trichomania. Is that what we're going to call it? Trichomania is running wild, brother. And that sort of took over. And Ilya was in the shadow. And it's such a shame that his time as champion has really been second place to what happens with Trick or Trichomello. It's an absolute pity. And he had to face people like Tony D'Angelo, who's not a contender, really. Not a contender. Ah, never mind. Never mind. Dragunov will continue to delight. But NXT doesn't quite this week. Doesn't quite give you delight. But what will is patreon.com/SNME radio. SNME radio. For all your fantastic pop culture and wrestling podcast needs. If you feel like you want to pay a little bit of money to get real quality, it's about $1 a week, and that is great for the quality on offer. Sign up, download, enjoy. I do, and I never look back. Oh, well, I can't, I've got a bad neck. But you know, there you go. So, this week's NXT, Spring Breakin', not breaking, breakin', was all right. It wasn't great, and I just wonder why some of the matches took place. I knew why some of them took place. Some of them I wish they hadn't. And the main event was all right. It was there to facilitate the Trick period. And Trichomania running wild. Well, isn't Trichomania pulling out your hair? Yeah, I think that might be something that I can't really use it. Trichomania? That sounds like some kind of sexual practice. I don't know. I'll come up with something. Inevitably. Because I'll be here next week. I hope you will too. Ta-ta.